U.S. firefighters say easy decision to head to Australia and assist in crisis. By Simon Kent on December 10, 2019. A 21-strong team of specialized U.S. firefighters said Tuesday it was an easy decision to fly to Australia and assist local crews as they continue their battle against dozens of fires raging across the country. The long trip into harm's way was not taken lightly, but ultimately helping their wary fellows in a crisis was actually pretty easy, according to Kyle Cowan, the associate manager from the Bureau of Land Management, Alaska Fire Service. He said he and his team were aware of the losses already experienced by locals just 1 week into summer, but wanted to do all they could to help. The U.S. team was told on landing of the unprecedented conditions and large bushfire sizes across the states of NSW, Queensland and into Victoria, according to Cowan. "It's very large fires, a very large season, and your summer has just begun," he told the ABC. Proud to welcome a team of American firefighting personnel to #Sydney to assist at NSWRFS with the ongoing bushfires. "Thank you to the men and women of ATPLM National, at Forest Service, at National Park Service, at Bureau and Affairs, at USFWs. pic.twitter.com/scar-t6it. U.S. Consulate Sydney, at U.S. Congen Sydney, December 8, 2019. "We recognize the hardships folks have had here. Some people have lost everything. It's actually a pretty easy decision for us to want to come to help," Cowan said. "The folks we're bringing are very experienced, probably averaging between 25 to 30 years of experience." He said the U.S. firefighters had expertise in aviation, operations and long-term planning and strategic planning. "Just watch this video. All 53 seconds of it. Footage from within the NSW bushfires from firefighters. #firestorm #NSFires. Via pic.twitter.com/jnddkij0tr. George Roth, at Jez Roth, December 6, 2019. As Breitbart News reported, the U.S. personnel have given up the chance to celebrate Christmas at home with their families to make the journey down under. They represent the Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, Bureau of Indian Affairs, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and U.S. Forest Service. The employees are coming from Alaska, Nevada, Montana, Colorado, Arizona, Idaho, Utah, California, Oregon, Hawaii, and Virginia." Fire and Rescue NSW Commissioner Paul Baxter said the Australian accent will probably take some getting used to, as will the dangers posed by the poisonous local wildlife, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.